Page 20.
Bodmin Moor. It was late in the evening when Richard and Lucy Marsden arrived by car in Cornwall, in the southwest of England. They were going to spend their holiday there, relaxing on the sandy beaches and walking through the beautiful countryside. "Look over there, Richard. That's the famous Bodmin Moor," said Lucy. "I read about Bodmin Moor in the travel guide. It says that it's an area of mystery and legend. It's very big and wild, but there are a few farms in the area. Let's stop the car near that farmhouse and have a look at the moor." Richard and Lucy got out of the car and walked towards the moor. It was getting dark, and the area around the farmhouse seemed deserted. Suddenly, they saw an old woman. She was standing in the garden of the farmhouse, and she was watching them suspiciously. Lucy and Richard began to feel uncomfortable.
"Hello," said Lucy with a smile. "Do you live here?"
The woman didn't smile.
"Yes, I do," she answered. "And you're strangers here, aren't you?"
"Yes, my husband and I are on holiday," said Lucy. "We wanted to have a look at the moor. I've read about it in our travel guide." Suddenly, the old woman turned to Lucy and said,
"Don't go to the moor. It's not safe there at night. The beast might get you."
"Beast? What beast?" asked Richard in surprise. "What are you talking about?"
"The beast of Bodmin Moor," said the woman quietly. "It sometimes attacks farm animals at night. People in this area have talked about the beast of Bodmin Moor for centuries."
"Why do they think it's a beast?" asked Richard curiously. "Maybe it's just a fox or a wolf."
"No, it's much bigger than a wolf," explained the woman. "It's got bright yellow eyes and a long tail. It growls like a dog, but fire comes out of its mouth."
The old woman stopped talking and looked around her as if she thought the beast might appear at any moment. Then she continued,
"A long time ago, in 1712, a young boy in the area saw a big, fierce animal in his garden. He told his father about it. It had a long tail and bright yellow eyes, and it was very scary," he said. "That's a lie," his father said. "I'm going to punish you." But it wasn't a lie. The boy was the first person to see the beast of Bodmin Moor. We know that now.
Richard began to feel uncomfortable. It's late, and I think we have to go now," he said. "Come, Lucy, we must find our hotel."
"Are you staying in this area?"
asked the woman. Yes, answered Lucy. "We're staying at the Park Hotel."
"That's right next to Bodmin Moor," said the old woman nervously. "Be careful. The beast is dangerous."
"We'll be careful," said Richard. And thank you for telling us about the beast. Goodbye." He took Lucy's hand and they returned to the car. "That woman is ridiculous," said Richard as he drove to the hotel. "There's no beast on Bodmin Moor." "How do you know?" Lucy asked. "I think it's a really exciting story. I hope we meet the beast of Bodmin Moor while we're here." Later that night in their hotel, Lucy couldn't sleep. She was thinking about the beast of Bodmin Moor. She got out of bed, took a glass of water, and went to sit on the balcony of the bedroom. It was a clear night, and the moon was shining. Lucy drank some water. Everything was quiet in the hotel garden below her balcony. But suddenly, Lucy saw something move in the bushes. "I'm imagining things," Lucy thought. "It's all that talk about the beast of Bodmin Moor." But no. Something in the bushes really was moving. Lucy watched and listened carefully. She heard a sound similar to a dog's growl. Lucy was frightened, but at the same time, she was excited. I want to know what's there, she thought. If I throw something at the bushes, the creature will come out and I can see what it is. So she threw her glass as hard as she could towards the bushes. Lucy heard a loud, angry sound, and something big and black jumped out of the bushes. Lucy saw a long tail and two bright yellow eyes, and then the black creature disappeared into the darkness. Lucy was frightened and quickly went back into her room. "Richard, wake up!" she said in a trembling voice. "I've just seen the beast of Bodmin Moor. It was here in the garden." "Oh, you were dreaming, Lucy," Richard told her sleepily. "Everything is okay. Come back to bed."
"No, Richard," insisted Lucy. "I saw the beast in the garden. It was big and it had a long tail and bright yellow eyes. It was hiding behind the bushes and it was growling like a dog. I was very frightened."
Richard heard the panic in her voice. Perhaps she wasn't dreaming, he thought. He got out of bed.
"Okay, Lucy, I believe you," he said. "We must do something. The beast is dangerous and it might hurt someone."
Richard and Lucy went downstairs to the reception desk and told Bill, the receptionist, about the animal in the bushes.
"You saw the beast of Bodmin Moor," Bill told Lucy nervously.
"I'm happy I wasn't in the garden. I hope I never see the beast."
"You mean you also believe in the beast?" asked Lucy in surprise.
"Yes, I do. Like lots of people in this area," Bill replied. "I don't," said a voice, and they all turned round. The night porter John was standing behind them, listening to the conversation. "I don't believe there's a beast on Bodmin Moor," said John. "I believe it's an ABC."
"A what?" asked Richard.
"ABC means alien big cat," explained John. "It doesn't mean an alien from outer space. It means that the animal's natural habitat isn't Cornwall. Big cats usually live in places like Africa, India, and East Asia, not in Britain. So a big cat is alien to this area." "So where do these cats come from?" asked Richard. "It's a mystery. No one really knows," John continued. "One theory is that people used to have them as exotic pets in their homes, but some were abandoned in the countryside when their owners didn't want them anymore. These cats survived and started to breed. Some people believe that there are possibly 20 alien big cats on Bodmin Moor today."
"Have they ever attacked humans?" Lucy asked nervously.
"Not yet. Generally, big cats don't attack humans unless they're provoked," answered John. "The beast of Bodmin Moor is not an ABC," insisted Bill. "The government sent experts to investigate if there were ABCs in the area, but they couldn't prove anything. And another thing, no one had big cats in their homes in the 18th century when the stories of the beast first began." Finally, Richard and Lucy said goodnight to John and Bill and returned to their room. "I don't know what to believe," said Richard, "but it's very scary." The next day, Richard and Lucy decided to go for a walk. They passed a farm. A woman was standing outside the farm and she was crying.
"What's wrong?" asked Lucy. "Do you need help?"
"My sheep," cried the woman. "Four of my sheep were attacked and eaten last night."
"I saw something in our hotel garden last night," Lucy told the woman. "It was big and black and it had bright yellow eyes. It had a long tail and it was growling."
"Oh, you saw the beast, of Bodmin Moor," said the woman, beginning to tremble. You must tell the police. They must find it before it attacks again."
"You're right," said Richard, alarmed. "Let's go to the car, Lucy. I don't feel that it's safe to walk around here anymore. We'll drive to the police station and you can tell the police what you saw in the garden."
"I'll go with you," said the woman. "Then I can tell the police about the attack on my sheep."
The three of them started to walk in the direction of the hotel. The woman told them her name, Ruth Ryan. When they got near the hotel, Richard suddenly stopped walking and looked at the bushes at the side of the road.
"What's wrong, Richard?" asked Lucy.
"Be quiet," Richard said. "Listen."
What's that noise from the bushes? It sounds like an animal. Perhaps it's...
Richard, Lucy and Ruth looked at the bushes, but they couldn't see anything. Everything was quiet. Then they heard a sound. Something was moving in the bushes. Then they heard a long growl.
I recognise that sound, said Lucy. I heard the same sound last night.
Suddenly, Lucy saw two yellow circles in the bushes.
It's eyes,
she said, trembling.
It's watching us. What should we do? Walk backwards very slowly,
Ruth said to Lucy and Richard.
Don't turn round or it might attack us. Walk backwards to the car. It's only a few metres away.
Slowly they moved away from the growling creature in the bushes. Each second seemed like an hour. No one spoke a word. When they got to the car, the creature came out of the bushes and watched them drive away. Was it a big cat, or was it the beast of Bodmin Moor? We'll probably never know.